知行英语。Listen and share.
Haunted schoolhouse. 闹鬼的校舍。It was after these 2 weeks had passed that I was awake enough to notice things. It's odd. When I am tired but not totally downtrodden is when I am my most sensitive. Like a primal survival instinct moves to the forefront of my mind or something. I started to feel uncomfortable in the bathroom. My eyes would always be drawn to the 2x2-foot air vent.On the wall, where it met the ceiling and went on through the labyrinthian of the building. I always felt like if I looked up quickly enough, I would see a pair of red eyes, or whatever it was, that was watching me. I never saw anything, but felt that there was something there, just out of sight in the gloom, breathing and watching. One night, I went to the latrine.While everyone went down to the basement break room. I came out, hurrying as usual, and proceeded down the ramps. When I got to the first floor, I stopped. This was the floor that we had our original classroom. We called it the meat locker because no matter how hot it was outside or even in the hallway, you could almost see your breath as soon as you crossed the threshold.那两周过完之后，我开始注意到一些奇怪的事情。很奇怪，我虽然很累，但我的直觉还没有完全丧失。我残存的直觉开始涌入大脑，每次进浴室，我都会觉得不舒服。我不由自主地注意到墙上那个紧挨着房顶的2×2英尺大的气孔，那气孔通向这个如迷宫般的建筑的各个地方。我总觉得如果我抬头足够快的话，就会看到一双红色的眼睛，或是别的什么东西在看着我。其实，我从没有看见过什么，但我总感觉在暗处有什么东西，喘着气，看着我。一天晚上，我去上厕所，其他人都去了地下室休息。我从厕所里出来，像平时一样，急急地走下斜坡。当我走到第一层时，我停住了。我们的教室原来就在这一层，我们都叫它冷柜，因为不管外面或是走廊上天气有多热，只要你一跨进门槛，就能看到自己呼出的水汽。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。 It was after these 2 weeks had passed that I was awake enough to notice things.
那两周过完之后，我开始注意到一些奇怪的事情。
It's odd. When I am tired but not totally downtrodden is when I am my most sensitive.
很奇怪，我虽然很累，但我的直觉还没有完全丧失。
Like a primal survival instinct moves to the forefront of my mind, or something. I started to feel uncomfortable in the bathroom.
我残存的直觉开始涌入大脑，每次进浴室，我都会觉得不舒服。
My eyes would always be drawn to the 2x2-foot air vent on the wall.Where it met the ceiling and went on through the labyrinthian of the building.
我不由自主地注意到墙上那个紧挨着房顶的2×2英尺大的气孔。 那气孔通向这个如迷宫般的建筑的各个地方。
I always felt like if I looked up quickly enough, I would see a pair of red eyes, or whatever it was, that was watching me.
我总觉得，如果我抬头足够快的话，就会看到一双红色的眼睛，或是别的什么东西在看着我。
I never saw anything, but felt that there was something there, just out of sight in the gloom, breathing and watching.
其实我从没有看见过什么，但我总感觉在暗处有什么东西喘着气看着我。
One night, I went to the latrine while everyone went down to the basement break room.
一天晚上我去上厕所，其他人都去了地下室休息。
I came out, hurrying as usual, and proceeded down the ramps.
我从厕所里出来，像平时一样急急地走下斜坡。
When I got to the first floor, I stopped.
当我走到第一层时，我停住了。
This was the floor that we had our original classroom.
我们的教室原来就在这一层。
We called it the meat locker,Because no matter how hot it was outside, or even in the hallway, you could almost see your breath as soon as you crossed the threshold.
我们都叫它冷柜，因为不管外面或是走廊上天气有多热，只要你一跨进门槛，就能看到自己呼出的水汽。讲解一下相关的语言点。
It is that
是个常用的强调句型，句子当中的任何成分都可以用它来突出显示出来，只需要把一句话中需要突出强调的部分放在句首的 it is 和 that 之间，其他成分按照正常语序排列就可以了。
Downtrodden
是形容词，意为被压迫的，被践踏的，被蹂躏的。
Downtrod
与它同义同性。
Or something
或者 or anything 常用来表示不确定的语气，以为什么什么之类的或什么的。
Draw
本意是拉 拽 可以引申为吸引使来这样的意思。此意最常见的用法是 draw one's attention，吸引某人的注意力，在本句当中用到的也是这个意思。
Draw one's eyes
就是吸引某人的目光。
Vent V-E-N-T
指通风口出口。
Air vent
就是气孔。 Vent 也可以做动词，表示发泄感情等，比如 Vent on somebody 以为迁怒于。
Vent personal spite
以为泄私愤。
Labyrinth
意为迷宫或者让人难解的事物，与 maze tangle 意思是相近的。
A pair of
意为一对一双。
A couple of
也有这个意思，但是它还可以表示几个。
Out of sight
固定搭配，意为在看不见目力不能及的地方。
Latrine
指厕所或者公共厕所。
Locker
在这里是指有锁的橱柜或者储物柜，它也有上锁的人、锁扣装置等含义。
Threshold
在这里是指门槛、门口，它还有开端、端点或者最低限度的意思。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。